podcast for heroes in the world of Overwatch. This is The Payload.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode number 34 of The Payload. We're an Overwatch podcast from blizzpro.com. Today is Thursday, August 4th, 2016, from Denver, Colorado. I am John Horstman, and with me, of course, is the crew. First, from lovely Camarillo, California, it is Jimmy Bloxham. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, so good to be on another episode of The Payload. It is so great with Overwatch right now. So much cool stuff to talk about.
A lot of stuff to talk about. I'm so excited about our new segment tonight. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But Kevin, hi. Kevin Obdestad. Hi. Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Good. There's your That's camera. Good. There it is. Sorry.
It's all good. It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to the new segment as well. There's lots to talk about. This game is in a phenomenal place. We just saw the note came out today from Blizzard that Overwatch has crested 15 million unique players. It's enormous. I think that actually makes it pretty well, depending on how many of those people are actively playing, it could be contending for the biggest Blizzard game of all time now, which is kind of a little surreal in a lot of respects.
Especially because it's like a pay-to-play game, you know, where you had to actually go out and spend $60.
See, now that doesn't really, it's never been a factor for me. I look back and I think about, you know, prior to Overwatch, the best and fastest selling PC game of all time was Diablo 3. And Diablo 3, same thing. You had that big upfront cost.
Blizzard's though, right? Like, take Blizzard out of the equation, and my knowledge could be out of date, but I could have swore it was a lot of like the free to play market or very, very low barrier to entry, which is why people are surprised when we hear about we're selling a $60 console game or PC game.
Yeah, in the multiplayer space, I would agree. Generally, people are paying big money for those exhaustive single player experiences, their Fallouts and their Skyrims and stuff like that. It's very rare that you would see somebody throw down that kind of money for, I mean, Overwatch has vastly outsold all of the recent like Call of Duty games, stuff like that. It's putting them all to shame numerically. So I'm excited. I think it's great. I think this is a very good indication that Blizzard's on the right path with this game and that people are loving it. So works good for us too. Means there's another 14,990,000 people out there that could come and listen to our show.
Well, a few less than that. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, it's going to be a really good show. Let's talk about our weeks in Overwatch. It's been a pretty exciting week, and I'm curious, Jimmy, what you've been up to this week in Overwatch.
I've been taking it pretty casual, just playing with friends in Quick Match. And then, what was it, 2 days ago? We're going to talk about this patch, but they released this patch, and now all I've been doing is playing Lucio Ball, and it's been an absolute blast. It's actually the only Brawl I've played since launch. Like, I haven't really been into play them.
Tell anyone. Mine too.
Don't tell Blizzard.
Yeah, I've been playing some over Rocket Watch League too.
Hey, it's totally different.
It's pretty darn
There's
close.
No cars. No cars.
Okay. You got a point.
He's on wheels. I mean,
how infringement. I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, rollerblades.
It did take me way too long to figure out that you could punch the ball.
We're still talking about Lucio. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Lucio Ball.
Wow.
Kevin, wow. Hey, how was your week?
It was lovely. I'm maybe two or three games off of being able to play competitive on console. And I actually converted a few people to the game, which was cool. I was really tied up over the weekend. I had a family reunion thing, but I had cousins coming and staying with me and people around the house. And I was showing a bunch of them what Overwatch looked like. And yeah, my one cousin actually, while he was here, downloaded and started playing World of Warcraft and was going to pick up Overwatch when he got home. So,
oh, that's amazing, man. Like, that's really cool. Yeah.
I'm just like a walking, talking Blizzard advertising machine. It's great.
The guerrilla advertising of P2P stuff. If you've got a brand that can support it, holy crap, is it an amazing tool to be able to do it. So we're going to go ahead and get started. But before we do, we just wanted to send a quick reminder. We've got a Patreon now. So if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/payloadpodcast. And you can check out some sweet rewards, including some game time with Kevin, Jimmy, and I. So go check it out. We got some people signing up this week. We'll be talking about them later in the show. Actually, you know what? I want to say thanks to them now, too, because it's our first week. Daniel C., Patrick S., David L., and J.R. Cook. Never heard of that guy before. But thank you all so much for supporting the show. It's been a phenomenal first week for us launching this. And if you continue to like the show, head on over to patreon.com/payloadpodcast and check it out. Let's go into the news.
This week in Overwatch.
All right, Kevin, give us the skinny. We've got the Overwatch Summer Games going on here. Will you tell us what the heck this is?
With pleasure. So this week we saw Overwatch do something of a short-term rebranding. It sounds like from the way they've phrased this, this will actually be something that will be a recurring theme in Overwatch, as we'll see seasonal events and special occasions within the game to celebrate seasonal activities or things that are going on. But the first one, and one that I think they did a really phenomenal job of, is a celebration of the upcoming Summer Olympics in Rio. So they've released a whole series of additional skins, sprays, all sorts of stuff for in-game content, heavily themed around the Olympics. You can get characters with outfits that are specific to their nation of origin. You can get all sorts of cool poses and things that look like the characters are playing or they're performing traditional Olympic sports. I personally am a huge fan of Junkrat flubbing the shot put. I think that one's pretty good. It's really awesome. And that was also the introduction of Lucio Ball, which is the Rocket League-esque thing that you can play in Overwatch
soccer-esque.
For the time being. Soccer-esque thing. Looks awfully Soccer League-esque, yes. And it's cool. They've done a really great job of this. It is a time-limited event, however. So it launched with the patch on August the 2nd. You have, as a player, until August 22nd to enjoy the Summer Games-themed content, including unlocking Summer Limited Edition loot crates.
Yeah, and so all the credits that I saved up, I can just go ahead and
continue to save up.
Jimmy, why are you shaking your head no?
Because Blizzard has opted to not allow you to use your credits to get these exclusive items. They're only unlocked through these special summer game crates, which are only available till the 22nd here. And that's caused quite a bit of controversy because people really want to get some of these specific skins. And it's pretty much a crapshoot if you go and get some of these boxes. Obviously, if you've been lucky enough to kind of time your leveling properly, I know a friend who actually just hit level 100 on their account. So they're like, oh, now I get like a whole bunch of loot boxes pretty quickly here as you reset the levels again. But so you get one guaranteed summer items from loot boxes during this event. But you can obviously buy more to up your chances of getting the specific skin that you want. And there's some really awesome skins. I really like the Zarya skins, and the D.Va skin is pretty awesome as well. But yeah, there's no way to buy it except with earning the crates in game or buying them with real money. What are your guys' thoughts? I know this is really controversial in the community. I'm still torn on this. I really am.
Kev, you go. You go first, and then I'm going to just copy all right. What you say.
You're not. You totally 100% are not. I don't care. I'm going to be the one dissenting voice here. I don't care. It's purely cosmetic. I'm the only person who looks at it and says, I have access to the entire game and all of the content. Nothing about this is special or in any way. I don't think of it as a problem. There are lots of games that have time-limited exclusive content. I have a bunch of stuff on my World of Warcraft account that you can't have and will never have because you weren't playing the game when it came out. And that's fact of life, tough, deal with it. Like, it's just part of playing games is that exclusive things come out. They are earned in game. They were not purchased. It's not like someone bought their way to having better content than you did. It's not like you don't have access to the new character. No one's getting Ana from a loot box, right? Like, this is purely cosmetic. I don't see it as an issue. I mean, I get that people don't love it. I get that they would like to be able to buy that specific skin. And I watch as people complain online about dumping $200 into loot boxes to get the America McCree skin or whatever and think, you know what? That was your choice. Sorry. If you're unhappy with the fact that it cost you $200, maybe you shouldn't have spent $200.
I put $200 into a slot machine and I didn't win the jackpot.
Bingo. Why are you a goat?
It's my Kevin cry.
Wow.
Got him.
The like one caveat, though, I wanted to mention, though, is Jeff Kaplan came out with the kind of big, long response about this. If I read this correctly, this is going to be a yearly event, and the skins are going to be available again next year. So it's not like this is the only time you'll ever be able to get these skins.
And I think that's fine. I think that's a perfectly acceptable like middle ground for them to reach. I won't guarantee that was originally the intent. I won't guarantee the original intent wasn't that this was supposed to be a single one-off thing. And they looked around at the feedback and went, okay, that's not going to stick. But either way, I think it would have been fine if they had elected to have it be a one-time thing tied to the Summer Olympics or bring it around once every 4 years for the Summer Olympics. Like, no one is in a position to be legitimately upset about that. They're just not. They're cosmetics in a game that you get at random. You can choose to buy additional opportunities to randomly get more random cosmetics. Like, it's not a part of the game. I can't fathom anyone being like legitimately upset about this in a meaningful sense and not just pouting because they didn't get their favorite toy. Like,
okay, I'm going to be the dissenting opinion here, not because I necessarily believe it, but because it needs to be heard. So if it's my understanding, these limited edition loot boxes also have non-Olympic items, correct?
Yes, I got a legendary Reinhardt skin last night.
So Blizzard is saying they're forcing me to purchase loot boxes in which for what I am purchasing them for, there's a bunch of items that I'm not even looking at them for. Honestly, that's my only nit to pick. I wish that if they had these special Olympic loot boxes that they would only hold Olympic items. That's the only thing I care about. That's the only thing that I think is meh, Kevin, meh. But besides that, I'm with you, honestly, Kev. You said we were going to disagree. We don't. We disagree on disagreeing by agreeing.
Okay. And to a point, you're right. I think if they had done it the way they did Hearthstone card packs, where it's like you could have bought summer themed ones or continue to buy regular ones because you would prefer to focus on getting items from or cosmetics from one set or the other, then so be it. I think that would have been perfectly acceptable. Maybe the technology isn't there yet. Can we use that meme on this show?
Yeah. Okay, if you're playing Payload Bingo, please mark down that answer from Kevin.
Now we have to make Payload Bingo cards. Thanks, Jimmy.
Sorry. Oh, man. I'm supposed to be hosting a show. I didn't know that the show would just stop if I started laughing. Kevin and Jimmy just wait patiently for me to finish. Oh yeah. Okay. So first gripe.
Well, we want your giggle as a soundbite for the patrons, right?
You know, I make the sounders. And so I get to decide.
You get to
what
choose them.
Are.
You don't make them. We make them.
Well, no. I physically make them. If you can't tell by his box,
he's gesturing like he's trying to put us in boxes.
Like earlier in our sound check, Jimmy goes, "Wow, wow, wow." And like, that's totally going to be a sounder. I'm really excited about that one.
We deserve
that. That one's really good. All right.
Enough.
Hey,
new patch.
Hey. Loktar. Oh God.
Loktar. Oh God. Okay.
Wrong show. New patch.
New patch. August 2nd. This one's a big one. Arguably the biggest irrelevant patch we've seen so far. So lever penalty of 10 minutes for any person leaving before the match ends, and then lots of minor improvements. So overall, No major changes, except that Jimmy, when you get up to go get that pizza you ordered or something and you get booted, you have to wait another 10 minutes so you can eat that pizza before it gets cold.
I can eat that pizza.
You can eat that pizza. It's a considerate thing. Blizzard's just like, hey, if you left to go get that pizza, don't try to run back to the game. Sit down, eat your pizza while we give you a penalty for leaving.
Exactly.
You yeah, guys the like other this thing change? About this patch, oh, sorry, so, go ahead. Sorry.
The other thing about this patch is the console versions got brought up kind of to where the balance is now on PC. The changes for Ana and McCree are now live on PS4 and Xbox One. The change for the competitive play, having to wait 10 minutes, I'm all for it. Any way to really de-incentivize people from leaving competitive is all fine by me. I worry a little bit about their determining if it's either a disconnect or something like that versus like maliciously disconnecting. So that's my only concern, but generally these type of changes majorly hit the people who are abusing it, not the quote unquote innocent bystanders.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think, Kev?
I mean, I'm right there with Jimmy, right? It's tough because you do want to make sure that the game isn't punitive to people who have tech issues. And I've been vulnerable to that in the past where I'm in the middle of a game, disconnect, come back, and all of a sudden you've got to deal with whatever the leaving penalty is. In most cases, it's just losing the game, right? And you can jump back in and pick up where you left off. To be unable to pick up where you left off for 10 minutes sounds kind of rough, but 10 minutes is not a very long time. If anything, in a way, I'm surprised they didn't go for a heftier penalty. I'm surprised they didn't choose to go for a longer period of time or something of more consequence than just a 10-minute timeout. I imagine that they have the data to back the fact that that's probably enough to deter people from doing it, because chronic leavers are probably jumping out of a lobby, jumping right back in, and 10 minutes is enough time to maybe cool them off or get them to walk away from the game altogether. I'm operating under the assumption, until I hear otherwise, that that was a data-driven decision, and I think it's in that regard, I think it'll work. So I can't see any reason why it won't be sufficient for the time being. Long term, I do hope that they continue to evaluate ways to discourage people who leave multiple times, because that's still the one thing that there's no clear solution to. Like, yeah, you take your 10-minute penalty, but what happens when someone's taken that 10-minute penalty a dozen times or 20 times or whatever the magic number is? Do they actually get to a point where they're disallowed to queue for competitive for a season or something? Like, I don't know what the answer is.
I wonder if they could do something like Heroes, though, where every time you get silenced, it just doubles, it's like stacks every time. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's tough, right? Because that's a system that actually gets evaluated by a person. It's not just a check. So I
don't want to have that job evaluating 7 million reports.
They still have the system in place. This is not replacing the previous system of I don't know if it's specific to competitive or not. I'm blanking right now, but this is not exclusive from that system of, if you leave too many times, you'll not be able to play for a certain amount of time and up to seasonal bans on certain play types. So this is not exclusive from that. This is on top of that. So on top of every time that you leave a game before the match is over, you get a 10 minute whatever penalty.
Timeout. Yeah.
Yeah. You also, if you do that too many times, you could just be done for the season, man. You can just be like straight up done. So,
and that's where I hope they continue to iterate, right? The 10 minute timeout is kind of a band-aid to try and act as a more specific deterrent, but I'm hopeful that they really get serious about long-term. What you want, right, is you want to get to a place where 6 months from now, the odds of you as a player encountering a leaver drops to next to nothing. Like, those people have been in some way weeded from the system.
Yep, I totally agree. So in the end, no brainer. Can they do more? Mm-hmm. Are there more, better, smarter systems that they can be utilizing? We're going to find out. But for
right,
now,
one more thing though on this patch.
All right, yeah, hit that thing, Jimmy.
I have a question about this note. Made several minor adjustments across Watchpoint Gibraltar to ensure better balance for defending and attacking teams. No details. What does that even mean?
I haven't seen what that even is.
I did read somewhere somebody had posted something about adjustments to going up the one side of the map. I don't remember the specifics. I'd have to go digging to find them, but I imagine it's not something they want to advertise because they were probably closing loopholes where someone could skirt the boundaries of the map or something. And in those cases, they tend to express it in the patch notes without actually explaining the specific changes. And especially for map balance changes, unless they're adding or removing like doorways or hallways, it's actually kind of difficult to describe, you know, the visual of we lowered the size of that particular ramp 12%, or like it's not something that's easy to communicate in a patch note anyway, right? So I you're right, it's a little bit vague, but I think that's probably okay in this particular circumstance.
I disagree. I want to know what it was.
You always disagree and want to know what it was.
I
want to
know everything.
I disagree with that. I think I agree a lot.
The whole theme of this show is whining. You're just in a whiny mood.
I disagree with that as well.
That's a
lie. Going on the soundboard.
I know it is.
Okay. All right. Kevin, put on your speculation hat.
All right.
Put it on, Kevin. Put on. There it is. Pepe, the speculation hat. All right. So in light of all of the, there it is now, podcast for the next half hour or so with that on top of your head. Oh man, if you're watching the video, this is amazing.
I am proud of you.
Yeah, I'm proud of this show. There's we've been talking back and forth about Sombra, and at first it looked like it was Anna and Sombra were the same person. I called it all along. They weren't. You're welcome, world. And then now we're getting a bunch of crazy, super nerdy, super in-depth technical type hint type stuff about Sombra. So the first thing we got is in the Olympic trailer, there's a weird, Kevin, you can put your speculation bird off camera there. Thanks. Distracting the show. he's so mad at me. So a mysterious figure appears behind the goal, and they're kind of stealthed and you can't really tell what it is. And then also in Tracer's slipstream in the one of the trailers, there's a frame where there's a code there as well. And last I checked, people were still trying to really crack what that code was. Did anyone ever find that out? Do you guys remember if anyone found that? I don't think they did.
It looks like they're still figuring out. The top footed comment on Reddit has a lot of stuff there, but it's all theoretical. It looks like they're thinking it might be something to do with kind of the T9 texting, you know, back in the day when cell phones didn't have a full keyboard. You had to text by pushing numbers. T9.
Do you know that they make an app for T9? You can bring T9 back to your smartphone.
That can stay in the past forever as far as I'm concerned.
Anyways, yeah, you're saying T9 Overwatch.
They're trying to line it up with some T9 codes here. I don't know. I'm skimming over this and they think it might say Sombra, which would make sense for this theory.
It's kind of like
revealing.
Do you guys remember the movie 23 with Jim Carrey where he was really freaky? Yeah. And they found ways that everything equals 23. And it's kind of like everything. Like, eventually you're going to find a way to get something to say whatever you want it to say. Can't tell if that's going on and people haven't gotten it because they're like, oh, it says Sombra. They like started with Sombra and tried to reverse engineer it into the code versus the other way around. But yeah, I mean, this is more than that. We can speculate about what it says, and there's a bunch of really, really hefty nerds going through it and trying to figure out, what their Blizzard's trying to tell us. But I think what's more fun to speculate on is I feel like with all these technical kind of hacker type hints, like Sombra's got to be some sort of like hacker dude or dudette, right? Like that's got to be it. That's got to be that MO. Makes sense that we've got Sombra protocol on Dorado where it's computers and it looks like things are being hacked or blown up. not blown up, but like they're about to, like an old James Bond movie. We're seeing all these codes and ciphers in all of the different things that the Overwatch team is sending out to us. Do you guys have any other thoughts on what you think this might be besides Sombra is a hacker? Cool.
Not to speak of, no. I mean, I think she's, they've put lots of self-referential stuff in about all the characters, including some of the future characters. And they obviously wrote out enough of this story in advance that, like, look at Anna, right? And how she relates back to Soldier 76, to Pharah, to Reaper. Like, the stories are so interwoven that it doesn't come as a surprise to me in any way that they would have some easy reveal content kind of baked into the existing game for future characters. Mostly, I hope that given how fast we got Anna after release, that they maybe have another character queued up and ready for us, whether it's Sombra or someone else, by, you know, sometime in the end of the summer, beginning of the fall. I would actually expect to see another one, maybe two, before BlizzCon.
Do you think, do we know yet if that Comic-Con piece is about, well, Comic-Con's done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry. It's been a long couple of weeks, guys. Cut me some slack here.
Well, coming up is Gamescom, right?
Yep. Gamescom is coming up. TwitchCon end of September. Jimmy?
Gamescom seems a little more likely for Overwatch content.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Tracer likes to stream. Slipstream.
Womp womp.
Ba-dum-tsh. Okay. Anyways. All right. So no really
John Dad Jokes Horseman in the house.
Come on.
It's good. It's good.
Gotta bring something to the show, right? So we got esports stuff to talk about here. So we've been talking on the show for a long time. When are they going to announce what they're doing for BlizzCon for Overwatch? When are they going to let us know what it is? How big is the prize pool? Well, we got some of that information today. Did we not, Jimmy?
That we did. And it is kind of like we had speculated, kind of a mix of professional teams and like skilled personalities and other such people, as they announced the Overwatch World Cup today. And you can actually get involved with it, as you get to vote for the players on the team here coming up soon. Looks like they'll be pulling pro gamers, skilled community personalities from the area, and local players who've climbed the ranks in season one of competitive play. So they're really going to be using that ranking system that they just put out to really get more exposure for some of these maybe lesser known players who aren't on a team or competing necessarily right now. And that'll be exciting to see. So it'll be a good, it almost seems like a bit of a draft here. So it'll be kind of fun to see who ends up playing together here. And then there's going to be some qualifiers as well as we get closer to BlizzCon here. BlizzCon is what, 2 months away? 3 months away?
90 days.
90 days. Days
counting. Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of Overwatch action very, very quickly here.
Oh my God. But yeah,
To vote, you're required to own, have an Overwatch game license on your Battle.net account, and you can only vote on behalf of the nation or region where your Battle.net account is registered. So since mine is in North America, I can only vote for North American players. If you're in Europe, you can only vote for European players, etc.
Cool. I solved the thing.
What is it?
I solved the thing in chat. You're welcome, Lance. I got you there. Sorry, we're going off topic, but somebody tried to put a code in chat and I solved it because I'm really good. So anyways, yeah. What do you guys think about this? Is this cool? You guys fans? Is this better than the tournament? Well,
okay. So there's two ways to look at it, right? The one way to look at it is, as we discussed several times on this show, there is never going to be time to run a meaningful Overwatch Pro season of any kind to actually arrive at which teams were the best. There was just never going to be that opportunity. So you were always going to be limited to some kind of glorified show match. This, I think, in a lot of ways solves the problem of, does Blizzard just invite eight teams and be stuck in the position where they have to choose, and they're they're pitting their preferences against what's actually good in the community or not. It's kind of a rough situation to be in where, like, yeah, you can look at, you know, tournament results in the community and arrive at maybe four or five teams that clearly do put up results, but there's 25 major organizations with decent sized Overwatch teams, and you'd never be able to narrow down to who you exclude and who you include. So without the ability to actually run some kind of season or do a real competition, they do something that's kind of like a cool, you know, draft driven fun thing that's going to involve members of the community, people who play the game at a decent level. They're not going to probably be looking for people who aren't strong players, right? This is going to be very much a, sure, they'll get community influencers, but they'll get community influencers who are in the 70s on ladder, right? And they'll represent a bunch of different countries. So it has that kind of cool World Cup-y, Olympic-y feel, which I think is right in
like a clean fit. World Cup-y is one of my favorite words in your personal dictionary, by the way.
Thank you.
I got you.
World Sippy Cuppy. Yeah, they're doing this thing that looks like it's going to be really fun. I choose to look at it from that perspective. I think it's going to be a neat exercise in showcasing the community, less so the absolute top shelf pro play, because that is what we're going to get next year, right? Blizzard will turn around and they'll have real seasons and a real competitive framework ready for February of 2017. Having said that, I know that the pro community has had a really strong and somewhat visceral reaction to this. They're not thrilled because they want to play with their teammates. Some people are within the bounds of contracts that may or may not allow them to participate in an event like this. So there's just limitations that make it probably not a great way to showcase the absolute highest level of play. So if that's what you were after, was seeing the absolute best Overwatch players, go watch Envy. Go watch Team Envious play in a tournament, because then you can see it. And just look forward to what Pro Overwatch looks like next year. This is, in my mind, this is a Overwatch-driven replacement for the BlizzCon dance contest.
What?
You never saw the BlizzCon dance contest? Please never look it up.
Okay, I won't.
Thank
Deal.
You.
Deal. Okay. I'm lost now. You lost me at dance contest.
Okay, so you've seen the costume contest, right? You went to BlizzCon.
I won three years in a row.
Way back when, they used to have, before the talent contest, uh-huh. before the Machinima contest, they had a dance contest where people would get up and do the dances from the various characters in WoW or other Blizzard games.
That sounds amazing.
It was amazing. Never look it up.
Why would I not look it up if it's amazing?
No reason.
You were in it. Oh
no reason.
My god. Oh my gosh. Jimmy, you're muted. Just so you know.
Oh, I
and
am.
And people are freezing. We got webcams freezing. People are muted. Kevin, what is going on? Oh man, Discord, if you are listening, Discord, the autonomous human being, if you are listening, please, please implement video ASAP. Please. Anyways, all right. Should we go into our special thing?
Do the special thing.
Should we do the special thing before we wrap up the show?
Push the button.
Okay. So we're going to do a special. We're going to do a special segment this week. I'm not going to introduce it. I'm just going to let the sounder do the talking.
Arriving at Flashpoint Gibraltar.
That's right. Arriving at Flashpoint Gibraltar. So,
oh my goodness.
We want to bring you a new segment called Flashpoint Gibraltar. The idea is simple. You cheat, you get banned. However, some people cheat, get banned, and want to whine about it or somehow justify what they've done. So we've gone ahead and sifted through the best of those responses, and we want you guys to hear them because they are pretty hilarious. But before we jump in, for those that this isn't making any sense, last week Blizzard sent out some huge ban waves for people using different different ways to exploit and cheat in the game. We're not going into details about any of those, but they're cheaters and they're jerks, basically. They might be nice people in real life, but they're jerks. So so what some people did is they collaborated some of the best responses and put them in a nice long post. Then I sifted through those and found the best ones. And for your listening pleasure, we're going to do some dramatic readings for you before we end the show. Just so you guys get an idea of what it is, I'm going to go ahead and do it first. Here we go. Sadly, I am banned. These mortals have angered me. Blizzard will hear my wrath. That's it. Thank you. It's a dramatic reading.
Was dramatic, so if nothing else.
Does that mean the person who posted that is not mortal?
Yeah, these mortals have anger. He's not mortal. He is not. He's Sombra. He's inside. Oh, he's inside of the computer. He is inside of the computer.
I know. I was playing Overwatch with a bunch of immortals.
We'll put that name to the
besides,
test.
Besides me, anyways.
Yes.
Kevin, do you want the music or no?
John.
Not really.
Okay. No music for you. All right, okay, Kevin.
Second one. Here we go.
Can we make a petition or something? I deserve an extra chance if I spent extra to buy the pre-order edition. This is unacceptable. It's 2016, Blizzard. Cheating happens. A slap on the wrist is always better than lynching the person.
Oh my goodness, that was amazing.
Sir Finley Murgleton. That's who that was. Yeah, that was right spot on. Oh my god. Like, this guy has the audacity. It's good. Well, it's 2016. Cheating happens.
Cheating just happens. Yeah.
Don't punish us for this. Come on. Like, what are you? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Oh, that was funny. All right, Jimmy, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Wow, wow, wow. Blizzard. Really? Again, Bandwave? WTF is your problem. Just leave us alone. We aren't even destroying the server. Blank! Now my brother is going to kill me!
As he like falls off a cliff at the end. Yeah, right. That's perfect.
Right off the edge. Somebody put a Symmetra portal right at the edge of the map and he just fell off as he's complaining about it.
I remember when I accidentally did that because I didn't realize how the positioning of the portals worked. Cheating on his brother's account. What a terrible brother or sibling.
I know. What are you thinking, man?
Jeez.
Maybe it's just me. I've never understood the draw. Like, I've never even looked up how to cheat in a game online. I've never tried. I just don't understand why you would bother in the first place.
Yeah, I agree.
Never even occurred to me. Never once.
I agree. Even when I was playing like Brood War and map packs were like a big thing, I was like, why would you do that? That like takes away from the game.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure at one point I like beat my sister in Monopoly by hiding some extra hundreds under the board or something, but that's probably about as close as I've ever come.
Fair. All right, Kevin, you want to take this next one?
Okay.
Here you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got banned too. WTF. Blizzard, you're really going to punish who paid money for this game?
Money in all cap too.
Yeah.
I paid money. I should be able to cheat. Oh, I love that one. I love that one.
They're in for a rude awakening in life if they don't realize that something they paid for can get taken away from them.
I paid my taxes. You're going to put me in jail because I stole from a bank?
Entitlement's a heck of a drug, kids.
That's basically what it is.
But I had money in that bank that made it okay.
Right. That was just stealing my own money. All right, Jimmy, take this one.
The age of Blizzard is over. Time for us to take back what is ours.
Yes. That what one does this is even like, mean? I know there are people too in the forums like calling for like, we should get the hacker group anonymous and we're going to do all these things and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, dude, you used an aim bot. Like, come on. Get over it. You cheat. You got banned. Get over it and go play another game, I guess, because you can't play Overwatch anymore. All right. You guys ready for this one?
I am ready.
Hold on.
Here comes the music.
No.
Just kidding.
Oh, he's going to cheat. He's going to use auto-tune.
What the poop is Blizzard's problem? It must be illegal to do this, something like this. Just banning people for running an external program that doesn't even hack the game? Are they going to ban me for using Paint, too?
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow.
I got you.
Oh, that's good. You.
That was good. Freddy the Gnome.
You know what? Yes, you should get banned for using Paint. There, I said it.
Yep. You should.
Strong words.
Don't use Paint to cheat in Overwatch or you should get banned. Just easy. Makes perfect sense, answered. Right? Okay. Kev, we've got one last one. We're going to let you take it.
Yeah, save the best for last.
Yep.
I think Donald Trump might have been playing some Overwatch. And he says, "Can I sue Blizzard for this unfair ban?"
I have no comments on the politicality of what you just said, but the statement was very funny. You know, you cannot sue Blizzard for banning you for cheating for the game.
Yeah, you violated the terms of service for a private product put out by a private company. They can do whatever they want. Sorry.
Government's trying to shut me down.
Yep.
Oh, he's getting in my business. Take our jobs.
Can't even use my aim bot.
Make Lucio Ball great again.
I'm gonna.
Oh my god.
Can't even just play with my aim bot anymore. All right. Here we go. We gotta get out of here, guys.
You need an aim bot for Bastion. There's some problems.
My Symmetra aim bot is really good. I have a pro Symmetra aimbot. I'm just saying, Blizzard, you can.
There's an aimbot already in game. Just play Soldier 76, right?
It's true. Always on ultimate. All right, so this is fun. A little bit short tonight. Not a whole lot going on. We wanted to do a strategy segment, but we're going to wait till next week, and we're going to kick off a really incredible strategy segment when we hopefully add a little something to the show. I can't say anything more than that for the time being. But first, let's talk about some iTunes reviews. Jimmy, we got one, didn't we?
Yeah, we got one from Mad Scout BTFU. Thank you so much for your iTunes review. Your 5-star iTunes review helps bring more exposure to the podcast, and we really, really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to go ahead and do that.
What if he did it at night?
Well, whatever time of day it was, or night.
Gotta think about these things, Jimmy.
I know. But thank you.
Strike two. All right, what about patrons this week, Kev?
Yeah, so if you missed the little blurb at the start of the show or have forgotten because you had to listen to John's chipmunk voice, we do have a brand new...
Yeah, that's what caused them to forget. Okay.
We do have a brand new Patreon. So the payload, much like WellMet and all the other projects we work on, is 100% supported by our fans and the people who listen to the show. If you want to become a part of that, you can head over to patreon.com/payloadpodcast and see what kinds of reward tiers and different goals we've set for the show as we try to grow it and keep doing more for you guys, because we've heard you loud and clear that you love the show and you'd like to see us do more with it. So this week, we'd like to send special thanks to our first brand new patrons, Daniel C, Patrick S, David L, and Mr. J.R. Cook. So to you four, thank you so much for loving the show enough to stand behind it right at the outset like this. We really appreciate it. And we hope that more of your friends will join the Payload family very soon.
Yes, we've got a lot of exciting things planned, so definitely check it out. Let's do some... Hey, I just thought about this right now, totally on a whim, because it's going to be a little bit early. Do you guys have time to play a round or two of Lucio Ball before, right after the show?
Perhaps.
Yes.
Perhaps. Okay. Well, stay tuned. We might play some Lucio Ball after the show. Let's do some shout-outs this week. Jimmy, we'll start with you.
Just thanks to everyone who's been
you're welcome.
Who's been playing Overwatch with me. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you to the Heroes Committee for everything that I've gotten to do because of that.
Aw. Adorable Jimmy. His humility. I love it. All right, Kev, what about you, man?
Yeah, tons going on. I finally got to announce that I'm writing for Vice Sports, covering esports for them. And my first piece is out on sponsorships in esports. It's been really well received. I appreciate all the really great feedback I've gotten already. If you haven't checked it out, you can head over to Vice Sports or you can find it on my Twitter. It's been kind of the subject of a lot of my tweets the last couple of days here. There'll be more stuff like that coming on Vice, Bleacher Report, all the other places my writing is coming out, and maybe some other cool new things happening soon. I can't talk about them yet, but
I know about them though, so send me an email. The hype train is
trying to fuel, right? It hasn't left the station, but it's trying to fuel.
You always have cool things.
I know.
I try so hard. You have no idea.
Guys, we just got a new patron. Big thanks to Lance K.
Woo!
The man, the myth, the legend. Thanks so much. I love you, Lance. Even when you pick on me in chat, I know it's out of love. Cool. All right. Well, as for me, still doing my thing, trying to raise some funds for TwitchCon because I get to hold the microphone for a bunch of great people. And then when anyone asks me a question, I'll be like, "Well, ask them," because I probably copied them for that. So really excited about that, but trying to raise a little money to get there. So head on over to twitch.tv/kicktripod. Hang out on a stream if you have fun. We're going to do some really fun theme nights. I'm going to talk to Kevin and Jimmy about doing some stuff with me and Pat Crane, Jules Scott, some other people from Convert to Raid have offered to help out. And so that's what I'm up to. I'm hoping to get there. And besides that, not a whole lot. It's we just finished up Well Met Jeopardy with Disguised Toast. So if you like Hearthstone and like Jeopardy, but don't like the rules of Jeopardy and just like the word Jeopardy, head on over to youtube.com/ablizpro and check out that episode. I think it was really fun. I think people really liked it. But that took a lot of time and effort. So I've been gone from streaming for about the last week, but I'm coming back. Coming back with vengeance. So yeah. Let's go ahead and get out of here. You can find more Overwatch stuff throughout the week at overwatch.blizzbro.com. Jake Buttono at jakebuttono.ca wrote our awesome music. Big thanks to him. Check it out. Get some stuff done. Or you can download our themes for WellMet and the payload straight from there. Big thanks to scythedesigns.com for our logo. Follow us on Twitter at payloadpodcast. Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/payloadpodcast. Head over and send us an email, thepayload@blizzpro.com. We love to get your emails. We really do. We need a lot of stuff to talk about, and we want to hear what you guys want to hear about. So send us those emails. And of course, we appreciate your iTunes reviews. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, and the new Google Podcast. Yeah. Well, that's it for us, for me, Jimmy, and Kevin. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next week with, hopefully, a surprise.
The Payload is a production of BlizzPro. Find out more about Overwatch at overwatch.blizzpro.com. You can find your host throughout the week on social media. Find Jimmy on Twitter at DJ Tyrant, Kevin on Twitter at Lack of Realism, and John on Twitter at Kicked Tripod.
Arriving at...